The Ford Show, starring Vanna Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett-Dolan and his orchestra. And our guest for tonight, Johnny Mercer. All presented by the Ford Dealers and Lincoln Mercury Dealers of America. And here is Vanna Shore.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine is heading my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's a treat, it's a sight, everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a.
Dinah, that was great, Jewel Dinah. You actually made that sound very attractive.
Well, thank you, Pete.
Not at all, Jewel. Say, Dinah, speaking of songs...
I know, he's written a song to show Johnny Mercer when he gets here.
Hey, that's right. It's a beautiful ballad, Dinah. It's called I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Turned My Father Down. How'd you know I'd written a song?
Elementary and I do at Peter Lynn Hayes. Johnny Mercer's coming, so you're a songwriter. When Dick Haynes was here, you were a singer. When Van Johnson came, you were a romantic lover. Frankly, Peter, I shudder to think of the day when we invite Lassie.
Whoa.
You might be all right.
Hey, Dinah, Lassie gives me an idea for a song. If Lassie can herd sheep every day, why haven't I heard from you? Anyway, Dinah, I don't know how we got off on this. I do want to impress Johnny, but it's not so I can be a songwriter. Johnny has a record company, and I have a terrific idea for a children's album.
Huh?
Well, you know these children records everyone's making. Tubby the Tuba, Roland the Rabbit, Billy the Boa Constrictor, Sidney the Smoke.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Those records send me dashing for Alice the Aspirin.
What you said. Anyway, the kids play these things all the time. Their poor parents get patter-punchy. Now, I have an idea for a children's record album that the parents can listen to also. Here, I'll show you what I mean.
Okay.
Bobby, music, please.
My dear children, this is the story of Peter the Pumpkin. Once upon a time in a little vegetable garden in California, they grew a pumpkin named Peter. Peter the Pumpkin was very happy in the garden with his friends, Sam the Spinach, Louie the Lettuce, and Sinatra the String Bean. Sometimes Peter the Pumpkin's friends would get bored with just vegetating in the garden, and Louie the Lettuce would say,
Hey, Peter, I feel like going stepping. Let's pick up a couple of tomatoes.
But Peter the Pumpkin would say no, because he was in love. He loved Tilly the Tomato. Now, Tilly was a very beautiful, proud tomato. She came from a theatrical background. All her ancestors had been thrown at actors. But Peter the Pumpkin had other rivals for Tilly's affection. There was Minnie the Navy Bean, and Kilroy the Cucumber. But Louie the Lettuce used to say,
Peter, don't worry about Kilroy the Cucumber, because every week or so, he goes off and gets pickled. And he goes around writing on the walls, Cucumber was here.
So all our friends lived quietly in the garden. They would be visited by their friend, Busy the Bee. Busy the Bee always brought news. One day he said, Kids,
I understand the farmer has the plan about Nimitz the Navy Bean. He's going to cross the Navy Beans with fountain pens so they'll grow underwater.
But all this was gossip, and the little garden remained peaceful, and Peter the Pumpkin still carried the torch for Tilly the Tomato. His love ripened as he did. On St. Valentine's Day, he wrote her a poem. He said, Of all the tomatoes on all the vines, It's just for you, my poor heart pine. Let's be each other's valentine. Before your pitch by Mr. Hine. But Tilly just ignored him. She was a pretty cold tomato. Then fate struck. The farmer had a daughter, Cinderella. And one day her fairy godmother magically turned Peter the Pumpkin into a beautiful coat. Well, when Tilly saw what had happened to Peter, you never saw such a tomato surprise. And the next day when Peter the Pumpkin, now Peter the Coat, was rolling merrily along, Tilly gave him a flirtatious wink. Whereupon poor Peter became so flustered that he crashed into a tree, wrecked forever. So the moral of our story is, remember, fellows, even though you think you're some pumpkins, a tomato can always fit your wagon.
Tell of the calypso singers, those wonderful singers from Trinidad who extemporize lyrics on any subject? Well, tonight we have with us Sir Lancelot, the most famous of all the calypso singers. He's going to sing for us now, and we're especially interested in this particular song because it has a subject dear to our hearts. Sir Lancelot, if you please.
44 in your future you may have to wait, but it's worth waiting for, 44 is greater. V8 or 6, 6 or V8, the Ford's so fine, it's worth the wait. I heard a young girl speaking the other day to a gentleman beside her say that she adored, really adored, a brand new wonderful Ford. That Ford, she say, has the king-size brakes, and to save on gas and oil, the Ford has what it takes. Listen, everyone, she say, I tell you the truth, that engine in the new Ford, it runs all nice and smooth. Whether it's now or whether it's later, the Ford in your future couldn't be greater. V8 or 6, 6 or V8, the Ford's so fine, it works the wait.
Thanks a lot, Sir Lancelot. You know, our guest tonight does so many great things in the music world that we'll have to handle each of them separately. So, ladies and gentlemen, we present now the president of Capitol Records, Johnny Mercer.
Thank you, Diana. It's a pleasure to be here.
And
sounds like the president of Capitol Records.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the famous author of such songs as Black Magic, Ashes from Topeka and Santa Fe, and countless others, True Voice Johnny Mercer.
Thank you, Diana. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present a fine singer singing a new tune he's just recorded, Movie Tonight, Johnny Mercer.
Oh, come on, let's sing. Movie tonight, I'm taking baby to the movie tonight. We're getting groovy in the movie tonight, baby and me. Up on the screen, when you know who it's been, Moody and me, you'll find another couple feeling the scene, baby and me. Sing them better than I write them.
Oh, gee, Johnny. Hearing you always makes me so nostalgic. You take me right home to the South.
Well, Donna, honey, if I ever get to yearning for a whiff of honeysuckle, all I do is listen to you.
Ham hocks, anyone?
Now, Peter, let's not be cynical. After all, Johnny and I are both from the South.
Savannah, Georgia, that's me.
Johnny, you ever felt the urge to go back to Georgia?
What, and get made a governor?
But you do miss it now, don't you?
Look, just a moment, you two. The furthest South I've ever been is the Phil Harris program. All I know about the South is what I hear in song.
Well, believe me, Peter, the South is wonderful, different.
Oh, yes? Well, I'd like to find out what gives with all this glamorous stuff about Dixie. Have either of you two ever seen a river called the Suwannee?
No.
Not me.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually eaten or seen anyone eating shortened bread, possum pie, corn bones, chitlin with hog jowls and pot liquor?
No.
Uh-uh.
Have you ever actually heard banjos strumming underneath a magnolia tree while you were covered with honeysuckle vines while a mockingbird makes you out of day? Hello?
I don't think so.
Not me.
Then what is different about the South?
No Republicans.
Now, wait a minute, Johnny. Peter, the South is lovely. Of course, songwriters do exaggerate. That's true, Johnny.
Well,
Yeah, they exaggerate in everything.
Dinah's right. Take a number like Blue Skies. Nothing but blue skies do I see in California.
And, Peter, how about that other one? I'll close my eyes to everyone but you.
Close my eyes to everyone. In this town, that guy's got to get run over.
Kids, I still think you're hitting the bar too hard.
All right, we'll show you. Take that song you just did, the one about the wonderful evening at the movies.
You mean movie tonight?
Uh-huh. Now, let's examine this wonderful evening. I'll be the girl, and you be the fella, and people do all the other parts. Music, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the real story behind a tip to the movies. Here is a typical American couple at home.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
What about seeing a movie? I'm in the mood for some good popcorn. What'll we see?
Well, I look in the paper. What about Anna and the King of Siam?
I don't like double features. What else is playing?
How about the Humorist?
I've seen it.
What about the Razor's Edge?
I've seen it.
What about the Duel in the Sun?
Who's in it?
Jennifer Jones, Gregory Peck, Walter Houston, Joseph Cotton, Lionel Barrymore, Lillian Gish.
What's it about?
It says here, violence, love, and death in Technicolor.
I think I've seen it. Who else is in it?
Who else is in it? Charles Dingle.
I've seen it.
Well, what about the Jolson story?
What's that about?
It's the life of Eddie Cantor.
Oh, silly title. What else is playing?
The happy pair finally selects a picture and arrive at the theater.
Immediate changing on all fours! Immediate changing on all fours!
Here, dear, I got the ticket.
Oh, swell.
2-hour wait in the lobby, please.
Wait, but you said immediate seating on all floors.
Well, there is immediate seating on all floors, but you people wanted to sit on seats.
Huh?
Honey, here's two, quick.
Okay, let's take them. Pardon me.
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 Here we are.
These seats are taken!
Oh, pardon me.
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 They finally get seats.
These are pretty good seats, honey.
Shh, the picture.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my dear, that this had to be. But it has to be because what must be, must be. You see, this must end between us. Don't feel bad. It's nothing you could help. It's just that you're so deucedly ugly. But believe me, we can still be friends, and if you ever need
Where's
a friend...
Where's the popcorn?
Here. Believe me, I'll come to your side whether I'm in Punjab or in Newark.
Safe.
But now it must...
Something's wrong with the sound in here.
And what has to be, has to be. Fate has decreed it, and we are but pawns of that great chess player on the tennis court of life.
He's cute. Why don't you grow a mustache?
So this is it.
I thought you didn't like mustaches.
Only on you. My father has one.
Oh, you and your father's mustache.
And pray, what is meant by that, pray?
Whether
I'm sick of you always going for these hams. You never say I look as good as any leading man.
I would have, but you weren't with me when I saw Dracula. I'm going home.
Me too.
So it is goodbye, dear. Goodbye.
Oh,
ah, shut up.
Just baby and me.
We quickly switch from the movies to the stage. From the great New York musical hit, Finian's Rainbow, here's the lovely song, How Things in Glockamora. And that fella you hear playing that fine piano is none other than our own Bobby Dolan. Of silly stuff about women drivers. Well, practically none of that is true. And to show you what we think of women drivers around here, here's Tom Hanlon quoting one.
Right, Dinah. A woman whose job requires her to drive alone 40,000 miles a year puts it mildly when she says, quote, "My car must give me trouble-free operation." So we're mighty glad to hear from Helen Duffy, who travels out of New Orleans for a candy company. She says one of the main reasons she wouldn't drive anything but a Ford is the expert service she finds everywhere she goes, at Ford dealers. Well, friends, that expertness is no happen chance. When you bring your Ford back home for service, the work's done with four can't be equal advantages. If a new part is needed, you get a precision-made, genuine Ford part, made to fit right. And the mechanics who do the job are not only Ford-trained, but they also work by factory-approved methods. What's more, they use special Ford equipment. No one else can give you such competent Ford service for the trouble-free operation that makes driving a real pleasure. So take a tip from Helen Duffy. To keep your car in top-notch condition, do as she does. Bring it back home regularly to the man who knows your Ford best, your friendly Ford dealer.
Did you ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him 'cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him a beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed him on a Saturday night. He hit a note that was off the chord. Apoplexy got him, and they went to the Lord. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. At last, 'cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do what Gabriel is his name. And that's the pitiful story of the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid that it's the judgment day, 'cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his name. Back again same time next Wednesday evening, and our guest will be Robert Montgomery.
Robert Montgomery?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll sure be listening, Dinah, because I really am a movie fan.
Ah, swell, Johnny. Good night, and thanks for coming around.
I had a swell time, honey. Good night. Goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, my dear. Sorry.
Peter,
hmm?
Say
goodnight
to the... Sorry,
but it must be.
Say goodnight to Johnny.
This is the very end.
No, wait.
It must be. You
see,
chaps,
we have to go off in just a minute. Peter, wait just now. I have a thing I have
to... Can I say goodnight?
Good night, folks.
Again next Wednesday night, friends, when the Ford Dealers and Lincoln Mercury Dealers of America again bring you Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. Our guest will be Robert Montgomery.
Johnny Mercer wrote this too.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.